From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, July 17th. Coming up, we'll learn about Mary Miller's opinion on Donald Trump, immigration, and crime. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Republicans have been trying to increase their support among Hispanic Americans who have historically voted strongly Democratic. Dr. Kent Mercado is a member of the Illinois delegation and unsuccessfully ran for his party's nomination in the 11th congressional district this spring. The son of a Latino father and German mother says he thinks Trump is doing a good job reaching out to the Latino community.
Most of the Hispanics have good core family values. And he's working on that and keeping the conservative aspects of their personalities.
Mercado cautioned that Latinos are not a monolith. Voters from Puerto Rico, for example, may vote differently than those from Cuba or Venezuela. The state of Illinois is teaming up with the U.S. Department of Defense to bolster quantum computing research. The partnership is called Quantum Proving Ground and will establish an Illinois quantum computing campus as the place to test prototypes. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state is committed to making big quantum discoveries.
Progress rarely comes in the form of a eureka moment, but rather with rigorous, sustained, and comprehensive research and development efforts.
The state will contribute an initial $140 million to the project. Earlier this year, Pritzker allocated $500 million to quantum research across Illinois. Yesterday, a fifth person was charged with mob action for allegedly demonstrating for Gaza on the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus in April. Julia Reitz is the Champaign County State's Attorney.
Free speech is speech, it's expression. But when law enforcement says you are in violation of, in this case, university regulations, and the response is a physical act that disrupts the public peace and in some circumstances puts people in physical danger, either the building service workers or the police officers or even the protesters themselves, then that's when it becomes mob action, a criminal offense.
Two protesters were charged with mob action shortly after the encampment on the University of Illinois campus took place. Since the encampment, two more have been charged and two more have notices to appear. Local activists say they are disappointed that protesters are being criminalized. Still to come, we'll learn about Mary Miller's opinion on Donald Trump, immigration, and crime. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, our coverage of the Republican National Convention continues. We'll talk with a member of the Illinois House of Representatives Freedom Caucus, and we'll hear from former Illinois Republican office holders who chose to end their political careers earlier than they otherwise might have. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Congresswoman Mary Miller represents Illinois' 15th congressional district, which touches both the east and west borders and includes parts of Danville, Decatur, Mahomet, and Tuscola. Representative Miller rarely gives interviews to TV, radio, or newspaper reporters. But yesterday morning, she briefly took questions about Donald Trump, immigration, and crime. Since it's a rare occurrence to hear her take questions from reporters, we're sharing it with you right now. The news conference started with a question about why many GOP leaders from Illinois opted to skip this year's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Well, I don't know why those people aren't here, but President Trump is our leader, and we're here to support President Trump.
Congresswoman, why do you have so much reluctance to take questions from the news media?
Okay, well, I'm happy to talk to people, but we would like fair coverage from the media. The media has demonized President Trump, name-calling. That's what my little kids did, name-calling. I always told them when you use bad language and you name-call, that shows that you're of low intellect or you don't have anything positive to say.
How is illegal immigration a problem in your congressional district?
Oh, illegal immigration is ridiculous. For one thing, we have immigration laws. Americans have every right to know who's coming in here and what their purpose is. And we are the land of opportunity. The whole world wants to come here. We aren't a perfect country, but we are the land of freedom and opportunity. And you look at the people that are waiting in line to come here legally. It's wrong. And just the crime that is involved, the people coming over the border, we know they're trafficking drugs, they're human trafficking, they're number one breaking our laws. Terrorists are coming over the border. It's a dangerous time for our country. And I think, I mean, I'm going to say it, I think it's treasonous of Joe Biden and his administration to open our borders and to violate our immigration laws.
Call to action, if you will, for Republicans in our deep blue state. Obviously, how do you take that message of reaching out to the disenfranchised Democrats and turn that into Republican help?
Thank you for that question. The main way we could do that is if the media would accurately report who President Trump is, what he's done for the American people, what the America First agenda is. And I can say one thing to the people, that the parents that are in Chicago and their children are being forced into failed schools. There are three things that give a child privilege. Parents that are married and stayed together, a faith foundation and background, and an excellent education. And you are damaging a child for life to give them a terrible education. President Trump is for school choice. Well, we need to get people out to vote. If just gun owners would come out and vote in Illinois, we could flip the state red. So get people out to vote. Everybody has a realm of influence. Get busy, people.
Today, crime is supposed to be the theme of the convention. Can you speak to what you want to hear from the president's surrogate?
Crime is a big issue, and opening the border to people we don't know what their agenda is coming in here, to criminals and terrorists, and then this safety first, releasing criminals is ridiculous. The American people want safe communities, they want economic opportunities, and they want excellent education for their children, and the America First agenda delivers that. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
And that was 15th Congressional District Congresswoman Mary Miller taking questions in a rare press conference at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee yesterday. Listen to more voices from the RNC today on the 21st show. We'll talk with Chris Miller, a member of the Illinois House of Representatives Freedom Caucus and the husband of U.S. Representative Mary Miller. We'll also hear from a psychologist about how to talk with children about political division and public violence, like the assassination attempt last Saturday. That's coming up on the 21st show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and tonight at 6 p.m. on FM 90.9. And finally, in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, for today, mostly sunny with a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Maria Gardner-Lara, Guy Stevens, Mawa Iqbal, May Antar, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.